This is your Day X World War III update. We have breaking news. The largest ever kinetic cyber attack in human history has just happened in Lebanon. Thousands of phones or pagers, the jury's still out about what type of device they were that they were communicating with that they thought were encrypted, but apparently they were not, exploded simultaneously. This is presumed to be a hack by the Israeli Defense Forces or the Mossad that was targeting Hezbollah soldiers. Obviously, this is an indiscriminate attack because it would mean that anybody who was in proximity of these devices could have been potential casualties as a result of this. So what they've done here is that we presume that they had tinkered with the software. Obviously, it was a cyber attack, so they were able to manipulate the software to affect the thermal regulation of the phone. And if you know anything about lithium batteries, they have thermal regulation issues. And you can have something called a thermal runaway effect where the phone rapidly overheats and explodes. And these explosions can be significant in size. Depending on where your phone is on your person, it could be fatal. And so this is going to cause a lot of dismemberment. This is going to cause a lot of casualties. As the saying goes in war, it's better to have a casualty than a death, because of course a casualty requires multiple personnel to look after the injured individual. So this is the ultimate zero-day exploit, large-scale kinetic cyber attack in human history. This is unprecedented in scale. This is something you only see in movies, and it is a prelude to a war with Lebanon. In fact, Israeli forces are already reported to be moving towards the northern front, and there's been a shakeup in the chain of command in Israel that will permit Netanyahu to go to war, putting in position a defense minister who is going to be far more willing to go along with Netanyahu's plan to go to war with Lebanon. This is shocking to me. This changes everything we thought about cyber. We knew that cyber had the potential to be very bad, but I don't think a lot of people anticipated this one. In fact, not even Hollywood could have anticipated this one, with the exception of Stephen King's movie Cell, where the cell phone sends out signals that scramble everybody's brains and turns them into psychopathic killers. This is obviously different, but it's somewhat similar in that the phone is weaponized in a kinetic sort of way. So they were able to hack their phones, mess with the thermal regulation, cause the explosion, and this was clearly a targeted attack, so it wasn't completely indiscriminate. Because we don't know yet, the Israelis are saying that this was specific to Hezbollah. However, I think as reports come in, we're going to find it was not so surgical. But what this means is that the phone you're carrying around in your pocket could potentially be hacked and made to explode, okay? And this is not science fiction. This has just been proven to be fact, that it could explode. And if you've ever seen a phone exploding, it can be a big explosion. People get injured by this all the time. In fact, those home lithium power banks, when those things go, it's like a bomb. Those portable battery banks. So this is major, and this has massive implications for all battlefields of the world moving forward, but even the civilian infrastructure, because this means that in a prelude to any major global attack, you are likely going to see something similar. If there is a back door into the thermal regulation, the hardware of the, or the, would you call it the firmware, I guess would be the bridge, then you could potentially cause a massive detonation of devices, which would cause a mass casualty event. Could you imagine if something like this were pulled off on a much larger scale? We're talking about, this is a weapon of mass destruction. The war with Lebanon is about to ramp up. This is exactly what you would expect to see before Israel began a ground campaign in the south of Lebanon. Right now, the price of oil is responding. It's up 1.5%, which is seems pretty low, considering we're talking about the widespread war in the Middle East, because now the Iranian ambassador to Lebanon has also been injured. The Iranian ambassador has been injured by one of these detonations. So this is massive. This is historical. We are going to now see the reprisal not only for the Haniyeh assassination, but also now for the injury of the Iranian ambassador in this large-scale, indiscriminate, yet I'm sure they'll say surgical, what appears to be a cyber attack. Now, one cannot rule out that this wasn't something done on the factory line, that this is not something that is that you can do just using the software alone, but something had to be implanted on the device. There is a possibility of that. There is a possibility that this has been known about for some time, but they were waiting to use this zero-day exploit for a time of war, because you don't use something like this unless you're ready to make a move, because this is exactly what you would want to do. You would want to disrupt the chain of command, because we must presume that if the Iranian ambassador was hit, that there was a lot more important people in the chain of command that just got hit. So this is, I'm in shock, I'm in disbelief. We thought we considered all the angles. We talked about how, you know, your phones could be hacked. This may have come up in one of the many conversations we've had with cybersecurity experts, but I don't recall this being on anybody's radar, that they expected that we would see a cyber attack of this scope and scale. Just trying to navigate traffic here. I'm trying to drive and do a video at the same time. Probably not the safest thing, but at this point in time, I'm more concerned about my phone exploding in my face. Could you imagine technology could be misused in a dystopian sort of sense? This is crazy. All right, guys, I'm going to investigate a little bit further, and we will do a more detailed update in just a moment.